sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
There we go. Okay, the party has officially started. Good morning. Good morning.
You gotta wait for the hot music at the end.
I know, it's the best part.
Yeah.
Memories of Mike Kelly. Every year, usually sooner than this, we have always started playing "I'll Be Home by Christmas." It's going to be a real push if you want to be into a brand new home or a new to you home by Christmas. It can be done. It's a little tough at this point. Our typical escrows are 30 days, so maybe by the end of the year, not quite by Christmas, but a lot of our local lenders can do, as long as we can get the appraiser out there, they can do a much shorter than 30-day escrow. So if that's very important to you and you're hopefully in the process already, we can make it happen. So let me know if you need some help with that. Glad to help you through that process. Like I said, it's a little tough right now. Anyway, this is the Real Estate Hour. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Welcome to the show today, and I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Joe, you spent some time here at the station.
Yes, the football game that wouldn't end. The Raiders, and it was a great game. One of the best. The Raiders seem to have long games. And I had to figure it out. 4 hours. It went well over 4 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm guessing Raider fans had a little delay
in their dinner,
yeah. But it was a great game, but it was nice to get home. And really, my Christmas was
Thanksgiving.
Christmas, getting ahead of was yesterday. My son was home. Thanks, Michelle, for filling in for me for the Garden Talk Hour, and we got to watch the Michigan-Ohio State game today, and it was a great time.
Oh, nice!
A really great time.
Awesome! I love it when when everything works out and people step in and help
the
you.
Right, and even the right team won.
Okay. Well, yeah, and everybody was happy for dinner.
Yep, for sure.
Wonderful. Well, I went with my part of my family. I have four kids. Two were off doing their own thing. And my mom is gone this year. Usually we would always go down to her house. That was kind of, for years and years and years our tradition. Last year she passed away, coming up on 2 years. Year and a half ago, and last year it was just kind of everybody was just really not feeling it. This year we decided to go away for the holiday, and for Thanksgiving we found a little rental, actually a good size vacation rental in Shelter Cove. The town is called Whitethorn, but Shelter Cove, the Lost Coast, if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. But if not, I really suggest you check it out. It's you go up Highway 101 to Garberville, and then you head out, and it's about a 40-minute drive out to the coast. Just beautiful, really small little town. There's like a brewery, a restaurant, a couple of hotels, a dry marina, and an airport. If you have a small plane, you can fly in if you don't want that drive. It was a really nice weekend. We went went up there Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They have a black sand beach. They have great fun tide pools. Very relaxing and quiet place, and a lot of fun. So I think the place had propane. The oven and so everything seemed a little bit not as hot as it should be. So our dinner was also delayed, Joe, because
I'm going to guess the football game had nothing to do with it.
Not a bit to do with the football game, but we were delayed because literally everything was taking longer than it should have to cook. So we had a very late Thanksgiving dinner for our tradition.
And how'd the dinner work out?
It was good. We actually did chicken. None of us are huge turkey fans, so we're all, why are we making a turkey if none of us are really going to enjoy it? So
that makes sense.
We did chicken, which turned out really good, and then all the other stuff that goes with Thanksgiving, and of course the pies, which were the best part in my opinion. That's my favorite. We did apple pie and a pumpkin pie. It was really good and fun to do something different. So anyway, I hope everybody else had a good Thanksgiving, and I had a great time getting out, and I've kind of decided that I'm going to start exploring more areas in California. I mean, I've lived here almost my entire life in this area, Northern California, and had never been to Shelter Cove, which is up on the Lost Coast, they call it. I've never been to a lot of the little areas in California, so I think it's good to get out and explore those areas and find new places and new traditions. Anyway, so I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving, and it is now time to that push for Christmas is here, although it's been here for a while. And not to forget, it is the first day of Hanukkah today, so happy Hanukkah to those of you who celebrate the holiday. Today is the first day of Hanukkah. It starts today, November 28th, and then ends December 6th, Monday. So to all of you, happy Hanukkah. I hope you have a wonderful holiday time with your family and all of the traditions for that. Don't forget that Giving Tuesday, I know we've got this whole thing, there was Black Friday, then there's Small Business Saturday, which I missed both of and didn't care. I was at the
got
beach.
A nickname
I was at the
for
beach.
Every day, don't we?
I know, right? There's Cyber Monday, which is tomorrow, so there's a lot of deals online that you can find. But then Giving Tuesday is this Tuesday, so we're going to talk a little bit about, I've got a list of some local organizations that are looking forward to your donations, and some have special matching programs. Sonoma Magazine put out a good article of some local, it didn't print up, I printed some stuff. Anyway, some local organizations where your funds would be greatly appreciated. And, you know, a lot of people at this time of year, when you're, year end, you've got to spend some money on, some donations for tax reasons, a lot of businesses and personal, a lot of people have, want to spend some money on donation at the end of the year for tax reasons. So here's a lot of good opportunities for that. A lot of local. So we'll go over that when we come back. I'll talk about some of the local organizations that are worthy of your donation, in my opinion. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the numbers, as we always do, what's happening in real estate this week. And then I want to talk a little bit about, I talked last week about it too, but just getting your house ready for the holidays if you are on the market, and things to be maybe toned down what you normally would, if you're over the top for holiday. And why, and then why it's a good idea to keep your house on the market during the holidays, as a lot of people want to take their house off the market. But really, it depending on your situation, if you don't have to sell and you really want to have your holidays without having to worry about keeping the house clean for showings and without having any interruptions from showings. Really in this market, if your house is priced right, it's not going to be weeks and weeks and weeks of showings. It's going to be showings for a week and then offers. If you've done everything right and if you have the type of house that that in the price point that's desirable, in a neighborhood that's desirable, and you've priced it right, you really won't be on the market for weeks and weeks, and it won't disturb your holidays, or at least minimally it will. Anyway, so we'll talk about that during the show as well. Let's take a break. We come back, I'm gonna let's talk about Giving Tuesday, some ideas for local businesses here in Sonoma County, and then we'll go on from there. So this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Let's take a little break and we'll be right back.
It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice.
The Ramsey Show, now weekday afternoons 1 to 3 on KSRO.
Sonoma County has been through a lot,
And once again, local businesses are finding creative solutions to stay in business, support their employees, and put money back into the community.
As a local realtor and Sonoma County resident, I've seen firsthand the direct link between the health and strength of our community and that of the real estate market. I've raised a family here, been through the aftermath of the fires, I've seen the real estate market fluctuate, and have seen our community rally. As a member of Sonoma County Go Local, I'll be doing what I can to give back to the community by featuring a local business or nonprofit each week on the Real Estate Hour. Stay safe, keep socially distancing, support our community, and reach out if you need some help. We're in this together. We are Sonoma Strong.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM, AM, and online.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy holidays. It is officially the holiday season. As I said, today's the first day of Hanukkah. For those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, a happy Hanukkah to you, and I hope you enjoy your week of all the traditions that go along with Hanukkah for you. And then the rest of, you know, everybody that celebrates Christmas, a lot of people celebrate both, and it's kind of cool that Hanukkah's so early this year that you get your Hanukkah and then you get your Christmas. My favorite part of all of the holidays is just the you know, all of the traditions, all of the family time, the decorations, the lights, and all of the fun stuff, and watching the kids enjoy it all.
Speaking of, I got mine up yesterday.
Did the you really? Lights, got yeah. Your lights up, not your tree?
No, not yet. Not that yet.
Okay.
The lights were the big one.
Oh, good.
I wanted everybody to at least think we were Christmassy as they
right. I bought my lights. I bought some new lights this year. Last year, you know, the stores were all out of lights. It was ridiculous. Everybody, I think, because we were all cooped up in our homes, everyone went, oh my gosh, then they went overboard with decorating, and the stores were out of lights by the time I got around to it. So I bought some new lights. I'm actually having my roof redone this week, so I'm waiting to hang the lights till after that, because the new gutters and all of that. So I'm excited to decorate the house too, and haven't done the Christmas tree yet. Not yet. Well, if you have a live tree, it's a little, I mean, they get so, you know, they dry out.
Yeah.
I guess you put them in the water. Anyway.
That's true. But it's only a month away.
I know. It is time to go out there.
Less than a month.
It is. I know.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
Coming up, you guys. So, so given that information, you know, it's still a good idea to keep your house on the market during Christmas if you have a need to be somewhere. If you have to be somewhere, if you really wanted to take advantage of the fact that not a lot of other homes are on the market and all of that. So we'll talk about that later on the show. First, I want to talk about Giving Tuesday, which is coming up. As we said, there was Small Business Saturday. I hope you took advantage of that. There was Black Friday. Some people make a whole traditional, you know, day out of it, and I've never really enjoyed that, but for some people it's a really fun event and tradition that they do every year. So if that's you, I hope you had a good time. So there's Cyber Monday, some good deals online, but don't forget about Giving Tuesday. Hold on, save some of the money. Pick one or two of your favorite organizations, and a lot of them have matching funds this week, a lot of them, it goes till the end of the year, but they do especially, you know, things on this Tuesday, November 30th. And here's one that one we've actually had on the show, Social Advocates for Youth. Really great organization that does some really good work helping our youth and a lot of homeless youth they do a lot of good for that, for helping the homeless youth in Sonoma County. It is a real issue, and they It says, today more than 300 young people are experiencing homelessness in Sonoma County. Hundreds more are struggling with their mental health. Young people need our services more than ever. So they have a SAY, Social Advocate for Youth. It's SAY's 340 campaign. And they are hoping to that you will think of them during during Giving Tuesday. But they have also have teamed up with Mountain Mike's Pizza, and they will be doing on Giving Tuesday. If you go to the Montgomery Ave location at Mountain Mike's Pizza, say that you are there for the dine and donate promotion for SAY. They will donate 20% of all orders to Social Advocates for Youth on Giving Tuesday. So that's a good way to give a gift and get something out of it as well for yourself. And then the Sonoma Magazine came out with a list of some really good local organizations that you can give your Giving Tuesday funds to. And again, like I said, a lot of them are doing special things for Giving Tuesday. A lot of times it's just that you need, for tax reasons, to get some donations in there, so that a lot of it's the businesses, if you have a business or have to make business donations or even just personal donations, it's a good time to do it, because a lot of times your donation goes further on Giving Tuesday. So California Indian Museum and Cultural Center is one they're recommending. Saras Community Project, great organization. I've actually used them myself when we were going through some stuff. It's a great organization helping people going through cancer treatment. They bring a healthy meal to your family once a week, and meals to last the week they do, and they also train students in cooking, and good organization. They have a donation page. I'm going to post the link. I'll give it to Joe, and he can post the link, and I'll put it on the Facebook page, too, for this article that has this whole list with links of all the different organizations here in town. And, of course, there are more, but this is a good list to get you started if you have no idea. The Children's Museum of Sonoma County is also a great organization. This Giving Tuesday, they are seeking donations to support the All Access or Access for All program. The Redwood Credit Union is going to match contributions up to $5,000. So if you donate on Giving Tuesday. Children's Museum also, we've had them on the show a couple of times. Great. I've been involved with them since they didn't even have a building yet. It was back in 2006 I got involved with the Children's Museum and started. They had a museum on the go, and we were trying to get support for actually opening a museum. They did so, I don't know how many years ago now it's been, but great building out there on West Steele, right next to Charles Schultz Museum. And they're just really good hands-on learning for kids. Great organization if you're looking for someone to donate to. Community Child Care Council of Sonoma County is also a good organization to donate to on this list. Corazon of Healdsburg, Council on Aging, Daily Acts is a holistic education nonprofit. Petaluma's Daily Acts sets out to inspire transformative action that creates connected and resilient communities through various social, civic, and environmental strategies. It's a really good list. I'll just kind of skim through it. Food for Thought. One that I don't know is on here or not. I know Dogwood Animal Rescue is a good local organization that's also been on the show. Safari West Wildlife Foundation is on this list. I'm going through the list. Anyway, basically my point is there's a lot of good. And like I said, I'm going to post this on the Facebook page, and I'll give it to Mike. I don't think he'll get it, though. I'll give it to Joe.
He's got it already.
He's already got it up there. But anyway, Joe will post this on this link. But it's a good list of, you know, and we all have our favorites. So if you have one, you know, disregard everything I'm saying. But you know, just to think of, there's a lot of good organizations that you can donate to, and especially during on Giving Tuesday, where they are, a lot of them have matching funds. Redwood Empire Food Bank is another good one. So, you know, reach out to your favorite organization and say, hey, are you doing anything special where there are matching funds, or, you know, what are you looking for on Giving Tuesday? And I'm sure they are all happy and excited to accept your donations. So just keep in mind, remember that all of those are out there. And as we, you know, get busy and caught up in the holiday season and all of that gift buying and Cyber Monday and Small Business Saturday and Black Friday, don't forget about Giving Tuesday and all of the local organizations that really got hit hard during COVID. And are just, a lot of them just, you know, barely hanging on because they've lost the opportunity to do their big fundraisers, their big, you know, balls and their dinners and their walks. The brain tumor walk that I was involved with had to do it virtually. The American Cancer Society, the Relay for Life, was back this year, but on a much smaller capacity. And it's just been really tough for the nonprofit organizations around here, so, and all across the country. So just as we're busy and get caught up in our holiday stuff, take a minute to remember to give back to those organizations that help so much around the community. And that's just a small list of them, but I think it's a good start. And I hope that you'll remember them all. So anyway, and the Mountain Mikes one, I think, so Social Advocates for Youth, I think I mentioned it. Yeah, so Mountain Mikes this Tuesday will be donating 20% of all orders that they take at their Montgomery Avenue locations. You have to say, I'm here for the Dine and Donate for Social Advocates for Youth. And then let them know that, and you'll get, you know, get your pizza, and you'll also be donating at the same time. So how cool is that? The other one I was going to mention, I was trying to remember, is the Bird Rescue. Sonoma County Bird Rescue? I think it's called. But anyway, they are one that's also, they have some matching funds. Pretty big amount of matching funds that they're going to be doing on Tuesday. So if you donate, if you think about donating to that organization, take advantage of the matching funds, where your dollar can go much further if you do it on Tuesday. So keep that in mind. We're going to talk. We have, a couple minutes? We can kind of start. Let's get started. We have 1 minute. Oh, we're not probably going to get started. we'll talk about the numbers when we come back. But, you know, the just a little tease, the numbers are, interestingly, not really, but they're quite a bit lower of what's active on the market right now. And that's really not a concern, because it's because we're in the holiday season, and a lot of people decide not to put their house on the market right now. So things are a little bit down. But the thing is, there are buyers out there looking for your home, and the buyers are not taking a break. For the most part, there are buyers who say, yeah, we'll just wait till there's more inventory next year. But honestly, if somebody really wants to buy a house, they're still looking, and they're waiting every day for your house to come on the market. They check daily. There are all the different, you know, real estate sites, then our local MLS. If anybody that's working with a realtor is probably on a couple of different, most people have their own that they're looking on, you know, one of the big national sites. But they also have their realtor feeding them things every week, or not week, but moment by moment as they come on the market. Anyway, we'll talk about it more when we come back. Let's take a break for the news. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
American Americans are in transit on what's expected to be the busiest travel day since the pandemic began. ABC's Zachary Keesh on the Great Ride Home.
Despite gas prices being about a dollar more per gallon than they were at this time last year, AAA says about 90% of travelers reported driving was their preferred mode. That translates to some 48 million people taking to the roads.
Travel restricted to people coming from southern African nations where a new COVID variant called Omicron has emerged. At Newark Airport hours ago, the last travelers from Johannesburg made it under the wire.
So you got in just in time.
Yeah, I think I got on the last flight and just made it. Otherwise, tomorrow I wouldn't have made it.
Some buildings damaged in Peru early this morning after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake off the northwest city of Barranca. Tens of thousands of people in Scotland and northern England remain without power after a storm brought sleet, sub-zero temperatures, and disruptions across much of the UK. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year and hope that you're enjoying making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan for the new year. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
I'm KSRO's Dale Tresillas with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Blue skies for your Sunday, high 69, 63 along the coast. Wind speeds are light, partly cloudy for tonight, low 44, 48 along the shores. For Monday, partly cloudy skies at 68, 62 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday and Wednesday, very similar, mid to high 60s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Welcome back. It is, we are still thinking it's going to be, if you want to be in a home by Christmas, you better get to getting. And hopefully you're already in the process, because really, if you haven't started the process at all, it's really tough to do it in less than a month. Not to say it can't be done. Especially if you are a cash buyer, then or if you're doing an exchange, but it's a cash exchange, we can do that. What's really holding up sales causing us to have to get extensions and take much longer than we had anticipated is the appraisal process. It's still just given us so much trouble. I think it maybe has slowed down a little as far as for the appraisers. And a lot of it was, it's not just home sales, it's refinances. And when the interest rates went down, they did that to stimulate the economy, to stimulate real estate sales, to keep things going, which helped, and we just took off like crazy. But at the same time, people were also refinancing their homes, and it really caught the appraisers off guard. I don't know if it caught them off guard, but it's just the appraisers are really having a hard time right now, and some have left the business, just frustrated with the whole thing. There, I talked to an appraiser a couple of weeks ago that said he was booked about a month and a half out for appraisals, and just to get in there, look at the property, and then get. They usually have about a week to get it done, to fill out the form and pull all the comps, and it's a pretty big process for them, and the banks expect very specific information from them, and it really takes some time. And they are also, we can do a rush, which you pay a little bit more for a rush appraisal, but those aren't even, it's not even helping now to do a rush. And right now what it's been is that people are having to offer extra money to get their appraisal, to get an appraiser to pick up the appraisal. So what they have, there's a third party appraisal management company. And the lender puts in a request to the management company, the appraisal management company, and they put it out to the appraisers that are members of this management company, and they see it come across their screen on their computer. It says, here's an appraisal, do you want it? And they either pick it or they say, nope, don't want it. And it's just some of the properties, if it's a hard to comp property, buyers are having to pay, you know, sometimes up to $3,000 for an appraisal, which normally costs about $700. So it's just been appraiser. It's been tough. That's been the biggest issue that we're having, and why we were, you know, a couple of years ago could say absolutely no problem. We could get you in the house in 17 days. A lender can do a loan, give you a loan approval in 14 days. They were getting really good at being able to get the loan approval, get everything done and processed, and get you into your home much sooner than 30 days. And then this appraisal shortage or whatever it is that's going on happened, and it's making it difficult to even close in 30 days sometimes. And not to say, and I hate to sound all doom and gloom, but you know, it's not to say it can't be done. It's just kind of the reality of the situation is, depending especially on where you are, expect that there's going to be a little bit of a delay for your appraisal, and you may have to pay more than you had anticipated for the appraisal. So just keep that in mind. But again, not to say it can't be done. And if it's an easy to comp property, a really easy appraisal to do, your odds are better. If you have a good local lender, that some of the lenders have their own small group that they can pick from of appraisers. It can't be, you know, they can't reach out to them personally. There's this disconnect, or not disconnect, but there has to be a third party. You cannot, you know, and this came out of the whole what happened back in 2003 and 2004, 2005, you know, where we were having just all the issues, and then we had the foreclosures and the short sale and all the, you know, the crazy loans that were being given. Anyway, so they said, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. Lenders can no longer talk to the appraisers. So, but anyway, so then that's when this third party appraisal management companies came about. But there are some local lenders that have a group. They can pick a group of appraisers that they want to be able to send their appraisals to. A lot of those lenders can get an appraisal done much more quickly than some of the other banks that have to pull from this big management company. Anyway, so just be aware of that if you are buying a home and you're wanting to put in a quick offer and get things done. You want to be into a home by the end of the year, or you have to be for reasons, you know, that for tax reasons, or for you know, you sold a house and now you need to find a house. All of that, just keep in mind that there may be some delays depending on the property, and talk to your realtor about it, talk to your lender about it. But definitely, as soon as you get an offer accepted, get that appraisal ordered. A lot of times, you know, in the past, we've been able to wait and we do the inspections first and make sure everything's good before you spend your $700 and, you know, $800 on an appraisal. We get everything else out of the way. Well, we can't do that anymore. It really has to be ordered right away, as soon as you get your offer accepted. And again, talk to your lender about that. And if you have a realtor you're working with, talk to them about that. But that's my advice, is get that appraisal ordered right away, because that's going to be the delay. If there is a delay, that's going to be the one that bites you in the butt if you don't get it out of the way right away. Excuse me. So let's look at the numbers real quick. So what is happening in real estate right now, active on the market this week? In Sonoma County, all of Sonoma County, across the board, across the price points, everything active on the market. There's only 361 homes active on the market. Now, that's been up over 400 and even close to 500. Really probably more, you know, late summer. They were more up in the close to 500 and even a little over. So 361 is really low, but then you think, well, okay, we're in December. We just came out of the holidays, so maybe this week we're going to be seeing some more homes come on the market. We'll see what happens next week. There are 499 in escrow, so there's almost 500 homes, you know, single family homes that had an offer accepted, or, you know, they're pending. They're kind of going through that process right now of buying a house. So there's definitely buyers out there, and even now, there are buyers looking for those homes. So those 361 are not enough for the amount of buyers that are out there looking. So when I say that there are people looking every day on their computer, checking their phones, checking their app, looking to see what new homes came on the market in their price point in the area that they're looking in. They're honestly waiting for your home to come on the market. So when I say it's still a good time to put your house on the market, it truly is. Condos, same thing with condos. There's only 34 active condos and townhouses on the market right now. 34 across the whole price point. All of Sonoma County, there's only 34 active condos on the market right now. There are 75 in escrow. So again, definitely more buyers than there are active listings out there. And they're still, same with single family homes. There are people looking every day for your condos to come on the market. Not just buyers, but there's agents too. We're all set up on searches, and we're all looking every day and attending, you know, a lot of the realtors in the community attend the local marketing meetings and our offices. I know with Keller Williams, we have an internal Facebook page, and we have an office meeting where we do our, you know, haves and wants and put our buyer needs out there and our coming soon listings. And same with all of North Bay Association of Realtors. We have weekly meetings. So we're also looking for your home to be coming on the market for our buyers, because we have buyers that are looking and we're just not finding what they need. There really still are a lot of buyers out there looking right now. Mobile homes, there are 42 active mobile homes on the market. There are 38 in escrow. Mobile homes have been pretty consistently even with what's active and what's in escrow. So that number is still pretty consistent. Multi-unit, 2 to 4 units. We're looking at two houses on one lot, three houses on one lot, and then also duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. All of that I put together into one category of multi-unit, 2 to 4 units. So anything over one unit and under 5 units. There are 57 active on the market and 31 in escrow. And that one is one that's been really interesting to watch, because it has been pretty consistently every week there are quite a few more on the market than there are in escrow, and that's the opposite of every other category except for lots and land, which is also more active than in escrow. And what that means is there are not as many people looking for multi-units as there are units on the market. So if you aren't finding what you need in the other categories, consider looking at multi-units. Add that into your search, and you can maybe even bump up your price point a little bit if you talk to your lender and say, can I use any rent that comes in from this second unit or third unit or fourth unit? Can I use that additional income towards my debt to income qualifying? If you can, then you can bump up your purchase price of what you're looking for, and maybe you can get into something. If you're a first-time buyer, you're just trying to get your foot in the door, consider multi-units, because there are more on the market than there are in escrow right now. So it's something to consider. You can, with multi-units, as long as you're going to live in one, most of the conventional FHA, VA financing, most of the financing will work for multi-units if you are going to live in one. You can get owner-occupied financing, and you can get some of the financing where if you were just buying it as an investment, you couldn't get FHA, you couldn't get VA. But if you're going to live in one of the units, you can. So it's a good way to go, and it's right now less competition, definitely, than any of the other categories. Lots and land is another one to take a look at. There are 286 available residential lots or residential acreage where you could build a home. There are 286 active on the market, and there are 54 in escrow. So that one definitely, you know, and obviously a lot of them aren't a good fit for for you, but there are some good lots that are buildable, and it is a good option if you have the nerve and the patience and the gumption to do it, because it is a lot of work. It's a daunting process, but the results can be pretty amazing if you know you're building your own home. So something to think about if you're not finding what you want in that single family market. Look at some alternatives, and there are some good loan products for lots and land as well. So let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about that hot sheet real quick, what came on the market, what happened in real estate this last week, and then finish it up with why it's a good time to put your house in the market. And I think I kind of talked about that just now, why it's a good time to put your house in the market still. There are people out there looking, and you can see it in the numbers. The numbers don't lie. But let's take a break. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back with more of the Real Estate Hour.
The market is up. The market is down. Stay on top of it with KSRO Financial Editor Steve Reuter. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour. And Your Money Now at 31 past all day long. For all the latest Wall Street and business news, depend on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Sonoma County has been through a lot. And once again, local businesses are finding creative solutions to stay in business, support their employees, and put money back into the community.
As a local realtor and Sonoma County resident, I've seen firsthand the direct link between the health and strength of our community and that of the real estate market. I've raised a family here, been through the aftermath of the fires, I've seen the real estate market fluctuate, and have seen our community rally. As a member of Sonoma County Go Local, I'll be doing what I can to give back to the community by featuring a local business or nonprofit each week on the Real Estate Hour. Stay safe, keep socially distancing, support our community, and reach out if you need some help. We're in this together. We are Sonoma Strong.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, and here we are in the thick of the holiday season. You get the holiday music. I heard a couple of holiday songs, Christmas songs on the radio yesterday. But, oh, yeah. It slowly goes from, you know, one an hour to...
I know of one of my prefixes that are already gone dull.
100%, huh?
Yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving is usually the traditional time for that.
Yeah, kick it in. Yeah. And you know, we complain about how already, but, you know, it really does come quickly. So if you don't start celebrating the holidays now, you know, all summer will
like
be
the,
gone.
Just like the rest of life. Comes quickly.
Right, I know. It's like, how is it already December? I don't know. It was just January, I swear. wasn't it? It was ridiculous.
There's some truth to that.
You know, like they say, the older you get, the faster it goes.
You stole my line. That seems to be the case,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy times. Anyway, let's finish up real quick the numbers. The hot sheet, which is called the hot sheet in the MLS, basically kind of a market snapshot. What happened last week from last Sunday morning to this Sunday morning? What happened in real estate? And I looked just at the single family homes for this one because it would be overwhelming to look at everything. If you want a specific look at how the market's been, we can go even back like 5-10 years and look at what the market's been doing in a certain price point, a certain zip code. we can really fine tune it for you. So if you're wanting some very specific information on either a neighborhood that you've had an eye on, or a neighborhood you live in, an area you live in, a certain type of real estate, you know, you want to know what's happening with multi-units, what's happening with mobile homes or lots, I can take a really wide look at what's happening and then fine-tune it very, very far down as well. So this is specifically single-family homes, looking at what happened this last week in real estate. There were 37 new homes that came on the market. Again, that's a little low because, you know, it was Thanksgiving, and traditionally this month things slow down anyway. But 37 new homes came on the market. But think if you're looking for, you know, a house for $700,000 in a certain neighborhood, there are not 37 homes that came on this last week that are going to fit your criteria. If you're lucky, there's one, you know, and think then of how many buyers are looking for those homes. So it really is tight right now for the number of buyers that are looking and trying to take advantage of those really still historical low interest rates. But anyway, 37 new single-family homes came on the market last week. Back on the market, 10 came back on the market for various reasons. Price reduced, again, for various reasons. There were 13 that had their price reduced, so maybe they weren't in your price point initially, but now they are. So keep an eye on those as well. In escrow, 68 went into escrow, and they're working through that process where they're now waiting for an appraisal. They're waiting for their lender to process all of their paperwork and all of their finances and all of their tax returns and all of that stuff. A lot of that, what we like to see is they've already done all that, and that we get a pre-approval letter that says we've already done all of this and now we just need a prelim, an accepted offer, and an appraisal. But a lot of times the pre-approval letter really does require still some additional financial stuff to get loan approval. But that's what, when it's in escrow and it's contingent, that's what it means they're going through that process. Pending means all of that's been done. They've done their inspections, they've got their appraisal, they got the loan approval, everything is good to go. They've removed all contingencies and they're pending. If an offer comes in that has already removed all their contingencies, which we are seeing a lot of, then it goes straight to pending in most cases because it's not contingent. There are no contingencies anymore, so it goes straight to pending. And that just means we're just waiting to wrap up everything with the escrow company, make sure the title is all good to go and there's nothing outstanding, get a payoff from the lender if you have a loan. The seller has a loan that they have to pay off. All of that is that escrow process, and that happens during the pending. And then we close escrow, and then we're sold. So there's 67 that sold this last week. Congratulations to all of you who sold a home or bought a home, or both maybe, this last week. A lot of times we have simultaneous closings where you are closing your sale and your purchase on the same day, and the money transfers very effortlessly through the escrow company. And it's nice when that all works out nicely. But anyway, congratulations to all of you who are either moving on somewhere else, bought a new place. Those of you that maybe bought your first home and now you get to celebrate the holidays in your new home. So congratulations. The median price of the homes that sold this last week was $775,000, with 37 days on the market being the median time on the market. So that's a look at what's happening in the market right now. We keep an eye on it every week because it really does, I think, help see where things are going by really watching the numbers weekly. Let's look at why, and we'll wrap up the show with why it is a good idea to keep your house and why the holidays are a good time to sell a house. And really, I just, you know, I spelled it out right here to you that the inventory is very low right now. And a lot of times people think, oh, it's not a good time to sell my house, I'm not going to bother putting it on the market, or it's not, I don't want to be bothered, or there aren't going to be any buyers, I should probably wait. But really, it is a good idea. The inventory is low. There are serious buyers out there that are looking. And a lot of times there are buyers that have to, or sellers that maybe for tax reasons it makes sense for you to sell this year. Also maybe for tax reasons it makes sense for you to sell next year. And you can either, you can take advantage of the serious buyers out there in the market right now and the fact that the inventory is low, and you can say, well, I'll accept your offer, but I can't sell. I can't close escrow until after the beginning of the year. And honestly, chances are right now that you probably won't close till the end, until after the end of the year anyway. But if you need to close by the end of the year, we can make that happen as well. Or at least do our very best to make it happen. There have been a lot of just scrambling at the end, trying to get something closed by the end of the year. In my history in real estate, I've seen it happen every year. There are, and you know, I know the escrow companies can tell you stories as well of trying to get everything, you know, and all the escrows that are trying to close the last day of the year. So if you can do it sooner, that's better. But anyway, there's why is it a good idea? There's less inventory, and why is that good for you? We just talked about that. Why it's good for you, because as a buyer, it's good for you. Well, it's not good for you as a buyer because there isn't as much inventory. As a seller, it's good for you because you don't have all that competition. Traditionally, people think that, oh, I should wait till spring. It's the best time. It's when my house looks the best. It's when everything's blooming. Everything's pretty. It's not muddy. There's some truth to that. However, if you're the only house on the market, your chances of getting multiple offers and overbidding are much higher if you are one of five homes on your block and maybe you're not the best one. Maybe one comes on next door that's priced way lower than you and comparable in condition, and now you're having to drop your price to match that one. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to be the only house on the market rather than being one of a bunch. You can command a higher asking price, you know, because there is more demand of the market. And there's, you know, a lot of people believe that winter buyers are more serious. And I think, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. That if you're going to stay on the market as a buyer during the winter, you really want to buy a house. There's a lot of people, that, you know, buyers that aren't real serious. And they go, you know what? I don't want to deal with this right now. We're going to be traveling. We're going to spend time with our family. We're going to get rid of all that stress of looking for a home right now. And we're going to wait till the beginning of the year. Or we're going to wait till spring when there's more inventory. But, you know, the buyers that really have to buy, they're out there right now and they're looking, like I said, they're looking every day for your, every hour sometimes for your home to come on the market. They're just waiting by their phones for that house to pop up that they can go look at. That warm and cozy feeling during the winter time. You know, think of the holiday decor and the fireplace. We can light a fire a lot of times at open houses in the winter. We'll put a log in the fireplace and you know, definitely if it's gas, you know, turn on the gas fireplace. If you're selling a home during the winter, even if it's a vacant home, make sure that heater is set. Make sure the heater is on during the winter when you're selling, because it really does make a difference when you walk into that warm, cozy feeling. Festive neighborhoods are exciting at the end of the year. And then end of the year transfers, a lot of buyers have to, and not sellers, have to move by the end of the year because they're getting a job transfer. They have tax breaks they need to take advantage of. There really are some very significant reasons why somebody needs to buy or sell by the end of the year. So take advantage of that. If you're decorating for the holidays, be careful not to over-decorate and lose that whole effect so people can't see the nice kitchen. They can't see the fireplace. They can't see the new windows and all that. Make sure that you don't over-decorate. That's it for now. We're going to have to go. Have a great day. Enjoy this holiday season. Happy Hanukkah to those of you that are getting ready to celebrate that today. We'll see you next week. Have a great day. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Take care.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K27 HCD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The new COVID variant identified by South Africa.